Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller announced a U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and Iraq this afternoon. Speaking at the Pentagon, he said the number of American forces in each country will be reduced to 2,500 by January 15th, 5 days before President Trump leaves office. Right now, there are 4,500 troops in Afghanistan, 3,000 in Iraq. Earlier today, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there could be a high price for leaving Afghanistan too soon or in an uncoordinated way. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis is a former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. Admiral Stavridis, do you share the Secretary General's concern about this rapid withdrawal? Is it too rapid, too fast?
It is too fast, and I agree completely with Secretary General Stoltenberg, whom I know quite well. Let's start, Robin, by agreeing that everybody would love to get the troops home by Christmas and everybody would like to end the forever wars, but it's a bad idea. First, let's keep it in perspective. When I commanded that mission, there were 150,000 troops there. We're now down to around 5,000. And these troops are doing something very important. They are enabling the Afghan military to put pressure on the Taliban, which is what has driven the Taliban to the bargaining table, to the negotiation, to the potential for a peaceful agreement. Pulling these troops out now will crater that opportunity. It would be a very bad mistake.
Right. Isn't there also a concern about just the logistics of it? It's not just, you don't just put troops on a plane and send them home.
Absolutely correct. Other than a Vietnam-style helicopters lifting off the roof of the embassy, emergency evacuation, which is clearly where we don't want to end up. Other than that, withdrawing troops is a process. The Pentagon's very good at it, but it takes weeks and months to do it properly, to inventory all the equipment, to plan the loading, to step back from enforced positions. So it's not something that can be done rapidly or immediately. This fails both as a strategic idea and a logistic idea.
Well, so what would work? What is the sense of time?
I would recommend to the president, I suspect you'll see the Biden administration follow this course of action, maintain roughly the level of troops we have there now, about 5,000. And by the way, we have another 5 to 7,000 troops that are provided by our allies. Maintain that footprint. Keep working with the Afghan security forces. Keep the pressure on the Taliban. I suspect you can sign a peace agreement in the spring and bring the troops home, all of them, by next fall. That's a reasonable conditions-based timeline.
Boy, as you said, everybody wants to bring troops home. Mm-hmm. President-elect Joe Biden, in a questionnaire prior to the election, said he absolutely also wanted to bring the troops home. Everybody's war-weary. But you have to do it in a way that doesn't, as you said, trigger more warfare from an ascendant Taliban or, you know, have to leave equipment behind, which would be awful. But what does this do to troops when they get a tweet a while back, you're all coming home, and now they're not all coming home? I'm guessing, you know, maybe this is rough on, you know, their families and not being sure.
It is. And for the families, I have nothing but sympathetic concern. And they, frankly, should not be subjected to a public process like this. If the president wants to pursue this as commander-in-chief, that's certainly within the remit, but he should do it privately for exactly those reasons. Don't excite the families unnecessarily.
Admiral Stavridis, the context for this is that President Trump has fired the defense secretary, Mark Esper, installed a slate of loyalists in top Pentagon positions. The New York Times is reporting today that last week the president asked senior advisors whether he had options to attack Iran's nuclear site in the coming weeks. He was advised against that. Are you concerned?
I am concerned. Here's the good news. It's that the uniformed military will continue to be professional, will continue to be stable. Our adversaries know that. I don't look for some kind of a sudden move by one of our opponents. But I wouldn't put it outside the realm of possibility, and we ought to be concerned about that lack of civilian oversight, as in qualified civilian oversight in the Pentagon during this transition period.
And just briefly, Admiral, there is a new administration coming in, if asked, in any position, cabinet, Will you serve?
I am always willing to serve the nation. Any further questions, Robin, I'll just direct you to the Biden transition team.
Retired Admiral James Stavridis, also former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, thank you.
What a pleasure.